Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Femtop Mariah here, as my friends and family like to call me, Mariah. Back to the Trend Daddy podcast. I wanted to give some context because I'm referring to a story that I posted last night on my Instagram, and I'm going to share that audio with you right now. Hey guys, as I'm getting ready for work, I just thought of you and wanted to encourage you and inspire you. I don't know who needs to hear this, but mind your own fucking business. And I'm talking to you signs that love to just give unsolicited advice. Who asked you, babe? This is not a place for you to send your comments, concerns, and complaints. No, this is not BJ's Restaurant's FAQ page, okay, babe? Those of you who don't know me very well, I want you to know that I'm not open to suggestions. Not looking for your advice or your inspiration at all. Okay, babe? So let's get that clear. And I'm old. I'm set in my ways. Let me be. Okay? And mind your own business. Close the door. Go to sleep. So yeah, like I said, I wanted to give you guys some context because I'm not a hateful, spiteful bitch. And, you know, I don't want to misrepresent myself. I'm not somebody who is like not open, you know, to like I can be teachable and I can be humble. And if somebody comes to me with something, you know, or a way that I've been wrong, I try to see their side. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is people that want to give you their unsolicited and unwarranted advice. So I'm going to give you guys two examples that happened recently. And I get this question a lot. I really do. And it's because I'm trans. And I think it's because not a lot of people, you know, can differentiate like, you know, a trans person versus someone who does drag. I get this question a lot. Oh my God, have you ever done drag? And, you know, I personally do take offense to it because I'm not a drag queen. I'm a trans woman, and a drag queen is something that is completely different. And some trans women do drag, and you know, that's I'm not saying that. But even for me, especially for me, because I'm a Scorpio, and you know, I hate when someone tries to control me or tries to take away and deplete my autonomy. And I think that circles back to my childhood and growing up in a super religious and legalistic environment. You know, toxic Christianity that tells you who to date and who to marry and what books to read, and you know, discourages getting higher education, and exploits people of color, especially. So, and oppresses anything that is outside the gender binary. It's just nothing about Christianity in the American public has done anything positive. And I think we can all agree about that. So it's done more harm than good, and it's hurt a lot of really beautiful, amazing people. And so growing up in that environment and suppressing my femininity and just feeling controlled and feeling like I couldn't even, you know, have my own individual thoughts and ideas, you know, it played a part in, you know, the partners that I chose, which led me to being in a really toxic, controlling, relationship that I ended up, you know, marrying this person and having a child with them and, you know, getting a divorce. Some of you guys know. But that left me feeling, that relationship depleted all of my autonomy. And when I talk about control, just to give you guys some examples, like this is a partner who would tell me to, if we were ready to go out and I, you know, got dressed, they would tell me to go back in the room because I looked too gay or I looked too much of like a faggot or I looked too femme, which was really hard for me because before that relationship, and anyone who's known me for a long portion of my life, good friends, know that fashion has always been something that I love. And and creative self-expression. And even when I was in church and my autonomy was stifled, the things that I could get away with were how I dressed and the way that I presented myself. So that was some sense of independence that I had. So in this relationship, mind you, still under like the church Christian doctrine and trying to be good Christian people, was very stifling to me. You know, she controlled me in a lot of different ways, and this episode is not about that. But I do want to speak to people who maybe have a hard time finding their voice and finding their autonomy. It's taken me 30 years to speak up for myself. You know, I was bullied, I was punched on the bus, and I was beat up, and I was called faggot and everything in the book, like, you know, and not to say pity me or boohoo, but all of that baggage, you know, weighs on you. So it finally came to a head when I decided to leave that relationship, and I really am shocked and proud of myself, because a lot of my life too, I was a people pleaser. So I was always conflicted about wanting to go with my gut and do what I felt was right for me. And I always loved people who were just, you know, rebellious and able to just like speak for themselves, and people who were unique and confident in being who they were. And I always wanted that. You know, so fast forward to me finally leaving that toxic relationship and mustering up the strength to flee, to literally save my sanity. That was the beginning for me. That was the beginning of finding my true voice. And through that, and coming out as gay and being able to be on my own and have my life experiences that, you know, most young people have, but a lot of Christians are depleted of and lack that depth and that independence, because, you know, they get married so young. It's just like high school marriage, and you know, that's, and I'm not downplaying anybody who has done that. But I can't imagine how, you know, getting married so young and being in a relationship, how you could, you know, find some independence and find your voice. And if you do have that, you know, please reach out to me and tell me how that's been for you. But, in finding my own experiences and in having, you know, different encounters and just being able to, you know, really be myself in the world and find my place and experience life, I got to a place where I was like, you know, what really matters to me is me being able to express myself confidently. I got into a car accident in November of 2020. It was already a terrible year because of the pandemic. And then I almost died. Thank God I'm here. But, you know, to be honest, after that car accident, I thought, you know, I kind of wished I didn't survive. And that's, I'm not to be heavy or deep, but those are the questions that go through your mind when, you know, you survive something like that. And, you know, people talk about survivor's guilt or survivor's remorse. And I was like thinking to myself, okay, well, what's so difficult on earth that you can't just bear being here? And when I really did the unearthing and excavation, I found that, you know, a lot of my depression and a lot of my body dysmorphia kind of makes sense, and it stems, and it also, you know, is umbrellas a lot of other trans people that I have met. So really asking myself the hard questions, like, and it's, I hear a lot of people saying like, oh, you're so brave to be trans, like, and it's true, but it's also, there's a sadness to that, because they're saying it's so brave for you because I know how hateful people are, and it's, yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's just some background. So cut to current day, and, you know, I get this question a lot. So there's like this kid recently who is like, oh my God, have you tried doing drag? And then like I didn't ask them, but then they started to say like, oh my God, like you should do this. And like, Oh, this look would look good on you. And like, I was trying to have a conversation with them and say, oh, you know, like, oh, that's cool. But like those colors, I'm not really like, he was like, oh, what type of makeup looks do you like? Like, I love, you know, high impact. And I was like, honestly, I'm more of like neutrals, subdued, soft, pretty, you know, so that's not drag. That's not, you know, that's literally not me. And then he sent me a video of like a song. And he was like, oh, and here's like, here's a song that will really help you like sing in a more feminine pitch. And then I was just like, wait, what? Like now all of a sudden, first of all, like, are you my booking agent? Second of all, I don't want to do drag. So I quit this job. Third of all, I'm not looking for an executive assistant. Fourth of all, fuck you. Like, excuse me. You know, like, I'm not, why are you telling me that I need to change my voice and do all of this? Like, what gives you the audacity? You know, like, who are you? You know, like, I don't understand people that feel the need to do that. Why would people come up to you randomly and just say like, oh, you know what you don't have and what you need? Like, I literally don't understand that. I can't understand people that are like that. Like, because I don't care enough about people to say like, oh, you know what you need to do with your life? Like, I'm trying to figure out my own, like, what the fuck, you know? So that's one small instance, you know, and I get this a lot, actually, like a lot of my life, I've get a lot of unsolicited and unwarranted advice. And, you know, especially with this podcast too, like for me, this is like a passion project. Even if two people are listening to it right now, even if no one's listening to it right now, like at least it's a place for me to share my frustrations, thoughts, and ideals, you know, and talk about Mariah Carey. So I had somebody trying to give me like business advice on the podcast and saying like, oh, like, and just every time like I would try to bring up a point, they would be like, oh, well, like, how can you monetize it? And how can you blah, 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 blah. Like, which is so, anyone that knows me, like, this is not, like, I'm not trying to make money for this. This is, you know, like, I have a passion for journalism. And like, I just, you know, in my head, I think I'm Lisa Ling. So I'm not trying to make money at this at all. That's like the opposite of why I'm doing this. So people just coming and giving me random like business advice, like, no, thank you, please, like, worry about yourself, you know? And I'm not sure if these people are, you know, realizing that although they may be trying to help, that it can be really hurtful and harmful, you know, and it just speaks to how a lot of people still today, you know, try to inflict their ideals and beliefs on you. And I don't subscribe to what you subscribe to. I literally am going to do my own thing and you're going to do your own thing. And I want you to care less about what I do. And it speaks to even just like transphobia and homophobia. Why have people cared so much? Honestly, I don't care about your religious beliefs. We have religious freedoms. We should be able to express those. And with religious freedoms, that means there are going to be diversity, which is what we need. There are going to be people who think differently than you, you know? And so Christians inflicting and encouraging you to follow their systemic beliefs and the things that they hold dear, it's no, stop doing that. And to everyone who I've ever went to church with and who knows now that I'm trans and hasn't explicitly told me, hey, I love you. It's so great to meet you, Mariah. Like, you are so beautiful. Like, anyone who hasn't given me explicit outright support, fuck you. Literally fuck you. And I, you know, fuck you very much. Thank you. Because it is 2021. And why do you care so much about what I wear, who I choose to be, who I choose to surround myself with? Like, I don't understand why, like, just stop hating gay people, you know, like, stop wanting to kill trans women. Like, why, you know? So, but those of you that love me and support me and who have, you know, given me validation, those who have known me before and say, no, like, this is who you've always been. I'm so happy to see you living your best life. Thank you very much. That is needed, because I've lost some quote unquote important people that said that they would be there for me, or they said, you know, people give so many empty promises. And I think a lot of queer people know and relate to this, but, you know, family are the friends that you choose. And sometimes it's not blood. But there's such a beauty in unconditional love and acceptance. So when you have that from someone, whoever that is, it usurps and it goes above and beyond the love that even someone in your family could give you just because they feel they may be obligated to. I would rather have 100 unconditional love of being completely myself from a stranger than like a half-assed, half-hearted, like, oh, I'm disappointed in you, but because we're family, like, I have to love you. Fuck that. Literally just fuck all of that. Even my own blood family, there are a lot of people who disagree with me, and you can keep disagreeing with me, honey, because I'm not changing, and looks like you're not either. So anyways, I just had to get that off of my chest, and I encourage you to, you know, say hi to a trans person, make their day, send them money. It's Pride Month. Try to expand your horizons. Try to bite your tongue when you feel like giving unsolicited advice. And think about, you know, how is this going to come across? Is this person asking me for this advice? Or am I just wanting to hear myself talk?